The Witte bills itself as the People's Museum. With more than 350,000 visitors a year, people are certainly visiting. Those who visit the four-story Body Adventure exhibit, though, are part of something bigger than they know.
What better place to address community public health than a place in the community that has a lot of social capital that's been in the community for 90 years?
That's Dr. Brian Bales, curator of anthropology and health. He says Body Adventure, launched in 2014, has been a treasure trove of data about San Antonio's public health. The visitors to the four-story interactive experiential exhibit take part in various physical challenges, like one called Pull Your Own Weight.
How hard is it?
It's tough and it's super fun.
Visitors are issued a power pass they plug in to different exhibit stations. As they make their way through the building, answering questions, stepping on platforms, and riding stationary bicycles, their card records a profile of their height, weight, zip code, and health habits. Then the system adds up the data from everyone who has passed through and renders a snapshot of the community.
Now, if you can couple that with data collection, with an ability to track metrics to see if the community is changing, it becomes a very powerful tool to give back to the community. Through our data collection, we've been able to identify specific zip codes and age groups who bear a disproportionate burden. So we can target those zip codes for special outreach and education.
For instance, in areas where children said they thought it was unsafe to play outside, policymakers are now trying to develop more pocket parks for families to use, battling what Bales calls a young generation with nature deficit disorder. The Witte has used its data to target funding, like paying for field trips to the museum for school districts where children have high body mass indexes.
I love it. I think it's exciting.
Mother of five, Yvonne Martinez, was chaperoning a group of seven-year-olds from SAISD's Marhill Elementary, a group that included her own triplets.
This area of the museum is so needed in our community. With social media and technology being at their fingertips, we've gotten so used to them being indoors and just sitting.
One exhibit in Body Adventure measures how fast you run.
3, 2, 1. Dodgeball.
Another is an electronic version of a favorite game.
If you are hit by the ball, you're out.
Don't let it touch you!
And throughout, you can hear sounds of joy at achievement, wonder, and enlightenment. The idea is that reliable information from a cross-section of San Antonio can plant the seeds of change if public policymakers pay attention to the trends. Bale says with visitors from every demographic, the Witte can educate people through the exhibit and make an impact on the future of the community's health at the same time.
The vast majority of our largely preventable chronic diseases and the burden of disease is not something that's going to be fixed in a clinical setting. Health is something that occurs in a context. You will be more successful in your health behavior change journey if you have community support.
What do you like about this?
That you're getting stronger.
Body Adventure won an award for innovation this year from the Texas Association of Museums. Wendy Rigby, Texas Public Radio News.